Hey, man, you're down four you're down four plus starters. You've you had a couple of cats, young cats, come up and not fare too well, and got a thin middle of your relief here. It all spells that you just pull out all the stops at this point in time, including Forrest Whitley. Boys, I'm here for it. I'm excited about it.
You're excited about Forrest?
Look, we've been, as Astros fans, we've had Forrest Whitley shoved down our damn throat for 7 years now?
That, I mean, feels like it.
7 years now we've been talking about Forrest Whitley. You know how many people in Houston and beyond that are Astros fans know who Forrest Whitley is? Every last one of them. And they have been, it's every year, it's a laugh. You ask about Blair Henley. Nobody knew who Blair Henley was.
I didn't know.
Nobody had Spencer Arrigetti before this year.
I did. I'll be honest with you. I bought a Henley this weekend.
Ain't nobody.
I did.
Only
I
Henley you knew was the kind you put over your head.
It's a great one.
Yeah, look, I mean, and in my crew, big Astros fans. I got Astros gear. I've been coming to Minute Maid Park. Hell, went to the Astrodome that far back. They didn't have Hunter Brown before Hunter Brown came up here and started pitching. Well, this is before this year. You know, they didn't have Luis Garcia. Nobody. They damn sure had this.
They had Whitley.
Forrest Whitley. Forrest Whitaker. They had Whitaker, didn't they?
Forrest Whitaker.
Everybody, for seven damn years, we've been hearing about this old boy, man. Hell, it's about damn time. Put him out there and let us see what this kid can do.
No, it is not about
roll him out there and let's see.
What'd you say? The hell, who's next?
Hey, well, I mean, you can't.
Tyler, I swear.
If you're going to be 6-12, damn it, do it with some flash, man. Put a Henley out there. Put an Arrigetti out there. Put them all out there, man.
Tyler, Clinton.
Who's the other kid that
fell apart?
I
feel like they're like opening up the refrigerator.
What do we have in here?
Man, I sure don't want these damn. I sure don't want this damn pepperoni.
Hey.
I don't know what the hell. I don't know what this milk is close to going. Just keep opening up that refrigerator, seeing if they see something that looks good.
Ron, we come over. Head came over to the house the other day, man. We was out there in that hog house. I got an old fridge out there, man. I pulled that old fridge open, Ron. There's about 10 different kind of beers in there. People, bring over and leave in there. I said, we were trying to make room for the new beer we was going to put in there. I said, man, let's quit cramming that stuff in there. Man, I'm going to throw some of this stuff in here for a year, man. Let me throw this stuff out. And one of them was a row of Tecates. I said, if I had me a bottle opener, I was fixing to drink one of them. I said, nah, you don't want these, man. These are a little older. Well, it got my wheels a-thinking. I said, well, let me try it, man. It's been in there forever. I've been sitting here looking at it forever. I've opened this door 1,000 times and looked at that old Tecate light sitting right there. I said, let me pop this top and try it. And I'm going to tell you, it was awful.
I
bet it's been in there.
Did y'all go ahead and throw all of them out?
Oh, yeah. I threw out as many as I needed to get the bullets in there for sure. But it's one of, that's what I feel like the Astros. They open an old fridge up that's got a bunch of randoms in there.
They
done pulled out a Henley.
Yeah,
they pulled out a good one with Blanco, though, didn't they?
They opened up that thing. They got... All they see is they got Keystone in there.
Yeah, a bunch of olds, a year plus.
They got a Paps.
The PBR in that joint.
They're picking from
Milwaukee's best.
Hey, Milwaukee's best. They in there.
They got old Schlitz in there. Big Ernie said the most Schlitz.
Schlitz.
Bud Ice.
In there, Bud Ice.
Look at everything, Maddie, man. Ice. Just stragglers
everywhere.
That's
what they picking from. They keep moving that thing over. There is not a Blue Moon in that puppy.
Hey,
there's not a Coors Light in that puppy.
Hey, the bad thing is, Ron, his spotter, the first one he picked up was Blanco, man. He said, shoot, let's go back to that well, baby. Hey, he got off to a damn good start. And then all of a sudden, he started picking them duds, boy.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, they've gone to the well. What beer does Blair Henley represent? If you open it up, what beer does he represent?
It's got to be a year old. It's every bit of a year, maybe two.
What beer does Forrest Whitley represent? Who was the guy who came out there number 72 and his jersey just didn't quite, his jersey and his hat just didn't quite.
Wasn't that Blair?
No, that was Knoble. Oh my God, it starts with a K. He went out there and threw it 40 times and they got him out and they shipped him out immediately. Who was that? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, 72. He came out there. I said, is that how he's putting his jersey on? Had his hat. Man, he looked
I remember
like,
you talking about it, but I can't think of the kid's name.
No, it was Friday night, man. He looked like he was doing construction. That kid, anyway, they brought him up that day, and then they sent his ass back. I mean, they are in there. They can't find an Angry Orchard in there. They cannot. Now, luckily for them, they are opening up that fridge, and Justin Verlander is coming back, and they potentially got a good beer coming in there. But boy, they've been pulling out some ones.
I ain't lying to you, Ron. That old Tecate Light was awful.
Somebody said a half open can of Schlitz.
That's that old pull tab, man. Big Iron, you said no pull tabs. You wasn't careful, boy. You cut yourself on them joints.
I was to say, Tyler, somebody got one and took a sip out of it and just put it back in there and came back in 2.5 years. Hunter Brown's one of them beers here in just a half a second the way he's been pitching. Need him. Somebody said Forrest Whitley is a Four Loko.
Four Loko.
Somebody said Blair Henley's not even alcohol. He's just a damn, old. Call this kid a Zima.
Oh, hey, don't do Zimas like that, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn, Zimas used to be the deal. Yeah, man. Guadalupe River.
Woo-hoo. Hey, man, they in there opening that thing, moving stuff around, hunting for a mad dog. God, dog, let me get a. This is Josh Kubel, or Josh, is that his name? Is it Kubel, or?
Yeah, it's like Joel Kunal.
Joel Kunal. Yeah, Kunal. Number 72, he got in there and threw it 40 times.
How'd he do?
Not good. He threw it 40 times in an inning. Not good.
I guess when you add, he was only in there an inning. I guess.
No, it wasn't good, man. Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you this though. I mean, you got to laugh, not to cry, not to cry, get yourself real pissed off. But one thing that it's hard not to laugh at is right now, as we sit here, April 16th, and maybe it is early, but this thing is becoming a disaster in the back end of this bullpen. I mean, a disaster. Now, I'm sure they can turn it around, but what Josh Hader did yesterday, that just can't happen. I'm sorry.
I agree, because I turned the TV on. I looked down at my phone, and it was 2-1 in the ninth. I said, oh, hell, let me flip on over here and watch Hader do his thing.
Here we go. Got a shot here.
And now it flipped it over there, and he went to getting shelled now. I mean, you talk about put a damn damper on.
He was looking like those kids. He was looking like Blair Henley. He was looking like
goodnight to the Astros.
Spencer Arrigetti in his first start. By the way, you could tap in on what beer Spencer is. His first start. That's what they were just drilling the ball every single time, just hitting it every single time. And like when we look at this, fellas, like this is the kind of thing. I'm not saying somebody's gonna lose their job, but this is the kind of thing people get fired over. When you make a move to go get a Josh Hader. And really, if you really look at it, this is either this could be looked at as, well, that was a luxury move. Like that was a move where you kind of had overkill. When you had Presley and Abreu down there, I know when it happened, we're like, oh, they're serious. They're not playing any games right here, baby. They are going to try to, shut this thing down to have that back into the bullpen. But that thing better be right, because you did decide to do that and neglect certain other things. You could have got a real center fielder to allow Mauricio Dubon to play the role that you want him to play. By the way, I will continue to stand by. He needs to be the everyday center fielder until they find somebody that can allow him to go back being a utility player. You knew on your bench, John Singleton was going to be your second best bat on the bench. And you knew y'all were going to use him a lot in left-handed matchups. But you wouldn't got Josh Hader. And now the crazy thing is, it appears that move, Clinton Tyler, has affected the other two guys that were great in your bullpen. I know it should be, oh, these players should just man up or whatever. Something has occurred, because Josh Hader, 9.39 ERA. Presley, 9.53 ERA. And Abreu, who ain't exactly been rock solid, he's nearing 7.